Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Southern California's classic rock, 100.3 The Sound. The story is supported by our good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. I was talking with Paul Stanley, and the name Desmond Child came up. Desmond became famous for co-writing a gazillion number of hits, including a bunch of songs for Aerosmith and many others as well. And I asked Paul how he actually met Desmond Child, and they ended up writing the second million-selling single Kiss ever had, I Was Made for Loving You.
Kiss kind of set a precedent with a few other bands of putting up flyers all over the city and promoting our own gigs. And once we had, you know, made it, you know, I'd walk down the street and see flyers for other bands. And there was a band called Desmond Child and Rouge. And what struck me about the flyer was there were three hot chicks.
Amen, bro.
We'll call them women. We want to be socially acceptable here. But they were hot. And I thought, hell, I'm going to go see this Desmond Child and Rouge thing. And it was arguably one of the best bands that I've seen. You know, they were crackerjack musicians. Desmond was out front singing. And there's these three women singing their butts off. And they're pretty darn cute. But Desmond was a great songwriter. And we got together and wrote a song for what became their first album, a song called The Fight. And then after that, our second song we wrote together was something that never really went anywhere called I Was Made for Loving You.
Only sold a million copies. A million copies of Summer 79. That's Paul Stanley, and this is a story.